Thank you for appearing. We appreciate your time. And going forward, you'll be working with Mr. Tafoya.
Right.
I was careful when I talked about the project.
Supervisor Bowen, would you make the motion for a closed session? Mr. Grady, do you want to be here before we start?
Yes.
All right, please.
Madam Chair, Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. I wanted to talk about the closed session designation for items 5 and 6, I think it is.
All right, and we should probably call items
4 and 5.
Four
and 5. Why don't we call them first, and then I'll let you, Madam Clerk, please, 4 and 5 together, please.
Item number 4, from the Director of Economic Development, submitting an informational report on the status of negotiations with Barrett Visionary Developments on the Milwaukee County Downtown Transit Center site. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee. Item number 5, from the Director of Economic Development, providing a verbal informational report on the appraised value of the Milwaukee County Downtown Transit Center site. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, Mr. Grady.
Madam Chair and committee members, I want to be very careful about our closed session. We always want to do that, but especially here. There is some case law guidance with respect to this kind of issue from the Court of Appeals, and they've been very clear that we have to be careful about what we're going into closed session for and what we're not.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can paraphrase from a decision they handed down in 2007, they said basically there's nothing wrong and it is appropriate to go into closed session to develop negotiating strategy or to decide on a price to offer, in that case the municipality is buying land, but on a price to offer or to buy or to sell land. And that's an example of the appropriate closed session matters. However, the court went on to say that just because you have those kind of general concerns related to the development doesn't justify going to closed session for all items, for all purposes, all the time on a development.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way I think to parse that with respect to your agenda items is with respect to item number 4, you have a request for status. There is a written report in front of you. I do not believe there's any reason why that written report could not be verbally presented in open session and handled in open session as long as you don't get into what I would call strategy issues and save those for a closed session. On item number 5, I think that is appropriate for closed session because it's directly related to the price of the development.
All right. So, Mr. Grady, what I'd like to do is ask you to stay at the table. We will go to the discussion of item 4, and if you believe that we are starting to get to some of those areas that we should not be discussing in open session, I'm going to ask you to please interrupt the chair or the speaker and give that opinion. So if you would please do that. We've called items 4 and 5. Item 4, based on the opinion, will be done in open session. Mr. Tafoya, I'm going to ask you to address item 4. Thank you.
Sure. Yep, Madam Chair, Supervisors, I've prepared just to give you a brief update on the status. So since the County Board passed the resolution 12-6-3...
We just told the public that we were going into closed session and we kind of shooed everybody out of the building. Out of the room, and now we're still in open session, so I think we've given the people a false impression.
Well,
that
Supervisor Weishin, the motion to go into closed session was never taken. There was never a vote taken. I disagree with your comment on that. We always get an opinion, at least I always, as chair, get an opinion from corporate counsel before we do that, so no one has ever gone into closed session here, and I think you're interrupting Mr. Tafoya. I want him
the
to.
Thing is
Mr.
Weishin,
I'm going to ask Mr. Tafoya to give his report first. The media has never been asked to leave the room. When he's finished, then we will open it up to committee members. If you choose to ask to have questions, will you please wait?
I asked for a point of order. It's a parliamentary procedure.
You did not ask for a point of order. You interrupted.
Your memory is faulty. Yeah. You can continue. Now that the media is back.
I wasn't aware that you had been made chair of the committee. Mr. Tafoya, you were interrupted. Please continue.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, as I was saying, since the County Board passed the resolution 12-6-3-3 regarding the sale of the Downtown Transit Center, the majority of our time and efforts have been focused on working with the DNR and legal counsel regarding the public trust doctrine. We firmly believe that the August 2011 ruling by the DNR is the correct ruling. The DNR has been working with Preserve Our Parks and their surveyor. We have been told that the DNR will make their decision within the next couple of weeks. I will make certain to communicate with the County Board of Supervisors and this committee when that decision is made. DAS and Economic Development has introduced Barrett Visionary's legal team to the Milwaukee County Corporation Council as well as our real estate division. We had an initial meeting that went over the county board's resolution to make sure that everyone was on the same page as well as possible timelines. Economic Development continues to work with Milwaukee County Department of Transportation regarding the sale of the Transit Center with the Federal Transit Authority. The Transit Center was declared a surplus by the county board earlier this year. It is approximately a 6 to 9 month turnaround process from the FTA from when we initiated that. I did facilitate a meeting between Barrett Visionary and the Community Benefit Development Group. They've met, and Barrett Visionary understands what is being required of them in terms of community benefits. I wish Mark Phillips or someone from Community Benefits was here, because he said they had a great meeting, and they use what Barrett Development did at the Modern as really they really did it right. That everything was done right with that package, so they're very excited to move forward with them. Our real estate division has worked with a third party to do a review of the appraised value for the site. Because that is sensitive information, deals directly with negotiations, I think that's going to be in closed session in the next number. In conclusion, we will continue to work with the DNR and a legal staff regarding the public trust doctrine. It wouldn't be prudent to work on any agreements with Barrett Visionary until the DNR reaffirms their August 2011 ruling that the Transit Center is not subject to public trust doctrine. The next matter that we are beginning to work on is the issuance of title insurance. Economic Development plans on proceeding with a development agreement once title insurance and the DNR ruling is complete, and we would be happy to provide those updates as needed.
Mr. Grady, is it appropriate that we identify Barrett's legal counsel, or do you believe that's a matter that should not be given in open session?
You certainly can. I don't happen to know the answers.
Can we find out who Barrett's legal counsel is?
Madam Chair, I could tell you if you want to know. It's Meisner Attorney. The law firm of Meisner Attorney is who they use.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, committee members, any questions or comments of Mr. Tafora's report? All right, I do want to remind you, Mr. Tafora, that this is a matter that in the compromise resolution requires monthly status updates. So if it's just there's no change in status, a simple comment like that will be sufficient. But I appreciate your statement that you will keep us apprised, especially as soon as DNR has issued that report. And, of course, the title report, I believe, is going to require all those resolutions and that status as well. So. All right. If there's nothing further on item four, then Mr. Grady, can you give us an opinion on the appropriateness of item five?